This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Well, thank you.
That's baby making music right there. That's what that is.
Time for a slow dance.
Apparently, the maker of Roomba vacuum cleaners, iRobot Corp, is in big financial trouble.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I could not believe that they actually called themselves iRobot.
Why? Because that should have been taken because of the movie?
Yeah.
Well, maybe. According to its latest financial filings, iRobot is heavily in debt. It spent $3.6 million to amend the terms of a $200 million loan it took out 2 years ago, while a now-defunct deal with Amazon. What's the opposite of defunct, Sam?
Funked.
Stop.
That's what it is.
I know.
It's a real word, Sam.
I also know there's other real words that we don't say on this program because they sound too much like other bad words.
My favorite story of the day, A Lenexa man wants to keep raccoons as pets. Are they masked bandits? Dangerous? Or misunderstood.
The trash pandas.
Steven Casper is one step closer to legalizing pet raccoons in Kansas after testifying before the state legislature last month. That's what we're dealing with right now in Topeka?
Not necessarily.
Brilliant.
No.
Brilliant.
They're also taking up two marijuana bills. Hell hath frozen over.
Casper of Lenexa has been fascinated with raccoons since he made a papier-mâché version as a little boy. He carried it with him through the years until it was lost during his adulthood. Masked bandits, the hands, it's always been one of those little creatures, he says, that I'm like, this is the coolest thing ever. I want people to know they are not these disease-aggressive balls of fur that run around your yard. They are very smart. They are very affectionate. Casper and his wife, Holly, are empty nesters. And for the last several years, Casper has been channeling his paternal instincts when caring for his backyard raccoons. It all started when he left out some marshmallows for them to eat, so his indoor cats had something to watch. Now, every night, it's lovely if you're not a neighbor. Now, every night between 9 p.m. and midnight, it has become routine for him to step outside. I'm going to show you a photo. He brings treats.
Sits down on the deck.
And the raccoons come running. Would you like to explain the photo, Scott?
Well, he's sitting there Indian style with a jacket on, it appears, on his back deck.
Yep.
Hang on, I can't describe it if I can't see it.
Yep.
And there is, I see one raccoon in the picture. Casper.
Yep, there are friends in the background.
Is holding, okay, I can't see them from this angle, but he is holding what appears to be a marshmallow in each hand as the young trash panda comes up and gets its prize.
A raccoon whisperer.
Hey,
Hey, what's your name? My name's Buddy. Does someone need a hug?
Is that from Elf?
Quoting him from Casper, I would caution people that want to just go out and start throwing marshmallows at raccoons. It doesn't really work that way. There is a process. It's about trust, he explains. That trust led Casper to the Kansas legislature. He testified in support of House Bill 2297, which he co-wrote with Representative Joe Seiwert in order to legalize pet raccoons in the state.
Let's go back about 5 months to Poulsbo, Washington. Story here from KOMO. A Washington state woman is overwhelmed after her home was invaded by over 100 raccoons.
I forgot about that lady.
She was known to leave food out on her porch for the raccoons to come up and snack because she felt bad for them. She thought that they shouldn't be scrounging around for food.
We have to get them on the show.
Raccoons ran off and talked to their little buddies.
They're happy to get them on the show.
Said, we've got a meal for you. And she couldn't even get to her car that day. There were so many raccoons in her yard.
I don't have a problem with if they're rabies free. I mean, I watch an inordinate amount of Facebook Reels. There are plenty of Facebook Reels where they got a dog in the house and he's playing with his little raccoon friend that they've adopted.
House Bill 2297 requires a permit from the Kansas Animal Health Commissioner. Owners must take an educational course on raccoon care, vaccinate their raccoons for rabies, Scott.
Yes, they are a rabies
and
carrier.
And consent to yearly inspections. It also outlines necessary fees, and there are a bunch of fees, and they are expensive. He says, my bill is actually not for wild raccoons. It is for USDA bred raccoons. I put these safeguards in place that you have to jump through a lot of hoops. However, Channel 41 also interviewed Kathleen Saviano with the Missouri Department of Conservation. She believes domestication of wild animals takes, quote, hundreds of years. It is not something that through the evolution of breeding, she says, you're going to breed out the wildness.
I mean, of course, you have to be safe about it. Don't go find a rabid wolf and decide that he's going to be your new puppy.
She says they are destructive, speaking of raccoons, and they are strong, and that they are wild animals that belong in the wild. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is also weighing in, saying no. Raccoons are rabies reservoir species. The rabies virus naturally circulates in that population.
You could make the same argument about dogs and cats.
Sam, you could have said to me today, we would be talking about adopting a multitude of things into someone's home and then lobbying legislators for it. Raccoons would have been near the bottom of that list.
Oh, this guy will not let this die. This initially came into the news about 3 months ago. He is adamant.
And let's get him on the show tomorrow.
About legalizing his raccoon.
I would like to chat with him because this is... Do they live out, like, way out on, like, 20 acres? Because then, you do you, buddy. But can you imagine...
Build a cute little raccoon house?
Can you imagine living, like, in a, you know, cookie-cutter taupe subdivision, right? And there are just raccoons hanging... I mean, they get into your trash, they...
Well, they only get into the trash because they're hungry.
Let them in your pool.
I'm assuming... I beg your pardon?
Don't let them in your pool. If they in your pool, yeah, you got a problem.
Well, I think if a three-year-old in your pool, you got a problem.
It's a little different.
This is from the KDHE. Raccoons are wild animals, and even when reared in captivity, remain wild. They are not domesticated. These animals display unpredictable behavior and do not lose their natural instincts and behaviors when kept in captivity.
Neither do dogs or cats. I'm really missing the argument.
Are you for this, Sam?
I don't see why not.
Oh, come on. Why don't we allow possums and raccoons
now,
too?
Wait a minute.
And squirrels?
Now wait a minute. Now, Sam has a point here, if I can be so bold. If you adopt a cat or kitten right out of the litter, right? Domesticated cat mom gives birth to, say, four cute little super cute kittens. And mom raises the kittens for a little while, but now that they're old enough to be taken home, they're good to go. What happens if you take one of those kittens and let them go and just open the door? It becomes feral. Almost immediately becomes feral.
I think raccoons are feral.
Yes, and
a cat. For hundreds of years.
And a cat can become feral in one generation.
I want to be clear. If he lives on acreage and wants to feed raccoons, you do you. The problem is you start introducing, quote, tame raccoons, which I don't believe you can achieve, into a neighborhood.
Well, cities would outlaw it immediately. Even if the state, and I understand that the supremacy clause of the Constitution, state law trumps a city law, but the state law would have caveats and carve-outs for cities to make it illegal.
We have cities fighting whether or not you can have a chicken, and eggs are like $9 right now.
Those are not domesticated animals.
I agree, but what I'm saying is if they're fighting so hard in some cities to keep chickens out, who's going to agree to raccoons?
Why can I have a 10-foot-long boa constrictor and a tank in my house?
I think that's weird too, Sam.
But it's legal. It is legal. How come I can have a scorpion? Does somebody need a... You can have a scorpion or...
hissing cockroaches.
Oh, God.
Tarantula.
Oh.
Snapping turtle.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Well, Who Let the Raccoons In, I think, is the name of this song.
Would you say something if you lived right next door? Like, typical subdivision where the houses are boom, 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 and your neighbor had an affinity for feeding raccoons.
Only if it became a problem for me. Like, you know...
Getting into the trash.
He's feeding one or two. Well, our garbage can's in the garage, but... Sarah, she doesn't have a garage, so she keeps her trash cans outside. Let's just say at night she gets visitors.
But what does your dog do if you leave your trash out?
Well, you're really on the side.
I can't believe you're defending this, Sam.
I don't see why not.
This is so weird.
I don't have a problem with it as long as it doesn't become a problem in my yard.
But why are both health departments saying absolutely not?
Because they don't want to deal with it. If they legalize it and allow people to have raccoons domestically, then they have to deal with it. And they're the ones who have to teach the classes, give out the licenses to own a raccoon.
I am firmly in the why not camp. And Scott, you mentioned the feral cat. We've seen a number of stories recently about you take a perfectly domesticated dog and leave it out to fend for itself. And
then it becomes a wild animal again.
We have a guy in South Kansas City who's no longer with us.
Raccoons are naturally curious and destructive, often damaging homes and belongings as they explore and seek attention. They are wild animals with inherent instincts that are difficult to suppress, making them unpredictable and potentially dangerous. They can become aggressive, especially as they mature, right, and are known for biting even when they seem tame.
You know what other animal becomes very dangerous as it matures sometimes? Humans.
Finally.
Met a Yorkie?
They are not social. Raccoons are not social animals and are not able to form the same kinds of emotional bonds with humans that dogs or other domesticated animals can.
They can on Facebook Reels. Yeah, have you ever met a chihuahua? Those little ankle biters. Chihuahuas should be illegal. Raccoons should be legal.
I'm all for it. Let's start it today.
If I had a chihuahua in my house, I would trade it out for a raccoon 7 days a week and twice on a Sunday. Those are the most godforsaken creatures on this planet. Oh, look at that. Sweet Barb in Odessa. What's up, young lady?
Hi, Freddie.
Hi.
I got a couple stories for you, blow your mind.
Okay.
When I worked for the gas company, you know, I had to go down door to door to collect bills and remove meters and stuff. So I was telling Sam, this is years ago now. This is not recent. But I had to go to this house in Raytown, and it had large yards with 6 to 8 foot fence with locked on the gates, and you couldn't go in unless you had employment to get into the house to read the meter. Well, this particular day, he wasn't going to be there, and they wanted me to go in, and I said, no, I'm not going in. The lady said, that's okay, you can go to the basement. Well, she opens the door, and there's two alligators down there.
Say
that he
what?
Raised
two alligators.
Alligators or crocodiles, I don't know what they were. They were one of the two, and he had pools with slides where they slide in the backyard.
So it was like an alligator water park.
I'm serious. I'm serious. Got scared the heck out of me. I almost said something. I had to say something. I almost had to say something else. But I'm telling you, it was the scariest thing. And then the other thing is, one time I went to apartment house to remove a meter, and I went into the hall, and I said, gosh, they got new wallpaper. And the lady that was with me said, yeah, but it's moving. There was 1,000 roaches in there.
Oh.
Yeah, I've seen that before. That's nasty.
Oh, my God. It was terrible. It was so gross. I mean, it was terrible. But on the other hand, when you guys talk about raccoons, I have a raccoon that comes up about 10 or 30 at night out here, and I put the food out for it because it's got a baby somewhere, I know.
Now,
but he just comes up, and I feed her or him, whichever it is, and I got a possum that I feed. But they don't bother me. They're just the two. No, not a whole herd or anything.
Yeah.
It's just the two. But I have to bring Dana. I don't think I would make... We can't even take care of the dogs and cats at these homes. Why are we doing about raccoons?
Mm.
Barb,
you know what I mean?
Barb, thank you for the call. Stop feeding the wild animals.
Steve in North Kansas City. Hello, Steve.
Dana is 100% right on this. And in response to this consideration of boa constrictors, you know, those are animals that can be contained. Raccoons are very difficult to contain. They can get out of anything. And, you know, they're fun. I've raised them. You know, a vet brought one to me when I was a kid. I raised it. And this little raccoon used to follow me around the neighborhood. It was really cool. It was fun. But as it got older, you know, it just, you couldn't keep it.
What do you mean?
Why?
Well, you know, animals always play with their teeth. You know, dogs and cats, they chew on you. And my raccoon did the same thing. And I would roughhouse with this raccoon. My mom would walk out on the patio. She'd start chasing my mom around. she was just being playful. But there really are. And, you know, that vet that I told you about, somebody had made a pet out of a raccoon, and I was working at his office. And as adults, man, they're just – not only that, it's like I've raised a whole bunch of different birds. You know.
Why?
Blue jays. I mean, it just because, you know – I was a kid, and one fell out of a nest in a storm. You couldn't tell what it was. It turned out to be a blue jay. But when it got old, you know, you can't keep those animals contained, particularly a bird. I don't know anybody should have a bird contained. They don't belong in a cage.
Well,
but raccoons, you know, they're extremely destructive, yeah. And they should not be turned into a pet.
All right. Oh, okay, Steve, we appreciate the call, but I'm gonna challenge you. I agree with you that birds should not be kept in a cage. But I'm going to challenge you on that because Sam and his girlfriend are raising a bird at their place.
Well, no.
I didn't know that.
I left the balcony door open yesterday morning because it was wonderful weather, and I was sitting at my computer studying for my certified personal trainer stuff, and here comes a bird flapping its wings right behind my head.
In your home?
In my home.
So you were domesticating the bird.
Did you feed it?
I used a laundry basket to shoo it back out the door.
Do you remember when we caught the bird in the third
yes!
floor kitchen?
And let it be free.
With your purse?
We saved it.
Yes, we did.
Yes. I very calmly and nicely said, here you go, little birdie. Let's go out of the house now.
What kind of bird was it?
It was a wren.
We have a full board of people saying they have raccoons and or they feed them.
Raccoons love liquor? Gary?
What?
Come on, man. Don't feed them liquor.
Are you in the city?
We'll get to all of you in just a moment. Stand by. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. He's the bird whisperer over there. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
We're starting a petition to remove all the pens around Brian Busby when he reads us his forecast.
He's a clicker.
Sam, who am I? You should be able to see the lunar eclipse tonight. It's going to be a blood moon.
Yeah, so the weather...
About 1:26 in the morning till 2:26.
Highs are going to be... And the low...
It is very satisfying to do that. It's just not very satisfying to listen to it.
Yeah.
Very satisfying.
And then tomorrow there's going to be some wind...
Can you
play it again? Can we hear it again?
Play it without the music. Again.
This is the second time Scott's brought this up today. Like off the air, he was like, is that a pen?
Skies are partly to mostly cloudy. It's high level cloudiness, so you should still see the eclipse tonight through that thin veil of cloudiness, and still going to be pretty mild with temperatures in the 60s. Morning temp 58. The wind's picking up in speed. A chance of some strong to severe thunderstorms in the afternoon hours. About this time, so during the evening rush is probably when they're going to start to form. It'll solidify into a big line, mainly east of the listening area. Some of the wind gusts, even outside of the thunderstorms, could be as high as 15 miles an hour.
Six of them.
Afternoon high 76, so you know we're going to pay for the price with all that warm weather and also those gusty winds, ushering in cooler stuff on Saturday, a high of 55.
Okay, yeah, we got it.
The same on Sunday, high then of 56.
Oh, my word. Cheryl in Raytown. Cheryl, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I am battling raccoons in two different locations, my business and my home. And I just think that that's a horrible idea to have them as pets. You have absolutely no control over them. It's worse than a stray cat. I have one that is peeing, I hope I can say pee,
yeah.
In the attic of my business. Peeing. I caught him on camera.
Oh.
Peeing in my attic. And at home, what they do is they come in my yard and they steal my fish out of my pond and they threaten my dogs. They challenge my dogs in my fenced yard. Hmm. I'm scared somebody's going to get hurt and it's going to be my dogs because they're little. Hmm. This is not a good idea. These are wild animals and I hope my towns never approve this. It's crazy.
Cheryl, we got you in. Do appreciate the call. Thank you for it. By the way, tomorrow during this hour, it'll be festive. Stop it.
Stop it.
Cut it out.
Now it's bothering me. Only, have you noticed when you do it, it's very satisfying.
Yes, it's
soothing.
But
when someone else does it, you're like, no, stop
it. Sam, thank you for turning your microphone off. As I was saying, tomorrow during this hour, it will be Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today.
Stop it.
At Q39KC.com. Stop it! Brant?
Okay, I'm done.
Are you? Go ahead, get one more out. Go ahead.
I'm good.
Brant and Independence. Good. Hello, Brant.
Yeah, hey, let me tell you a story. I lived down in Lake of the Ozarks, mid-80s to early 90s, and I had a lady that I would go fishing with quite frequently, and we were fishing along the bank one day, and she found a little, it was like maybe 6 inches long, baby raccoon. She had me go over there and pick it up. She wrapped it up in her sweatshirt, took it back, and she raised that thing to about 2 years old, and it was the best pet. I mean, it was so cute, everything. And then it was 2 months later, I found out she was in the hospital because that pet turned on her and just scratched up and ate half of her face.
Oh, my word.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. It was bad, bad, bad. She was. She had several surgeries. They came to euthanize the raccoon and could not find it, so it had made its way out of her place. But, yeah, I wouldn't suggest having a raccoon for a pet.
It ate part of her face.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It scratched. She had scratches all over her upper body, and then half of her from her cheekbone down to her jawbone had just been chewed up.
Oh, God. All right. Thank you for the call.
Okay.
What I would worry about, honestly, just from a practical, legal kind of standpoint, is that if we allowed someone to have one and you got the permit and you say it's friendly, okay, right, whatever. And then they're indoor, outdoor. And then you have like a toddler or a five-year-old next door because raccoon is friendly. Can I pet him? Yes. You know, that is what I worry about.
Oh, yeah.
Because you think it's friendly, that they are wild animals.
But you can also, and I'm not, I would never own a pet raccoon. I think they're cute as heck.
They're very cute.
But you don't know what they're going to do. Having said that, you can say the same thing about a dog. You know, everybody thinks their dog is the kindest, nicest, most gentle, never hurt anybody dog on the planet.
Yeah.
Until that one day when that three-year-old starts patting the dog on the head and it thinks it's either annoyed or under attack.
Threatened. Yep.
You ever pet a cat that didn't want to be pet?
Doesn't end well.
You start bleeding pretty quick.
Doc in Platte City. By the way, we lost, I can't remember his name. I think his name was Gary. He was going to say raccoons love liquor. Well, who doesn't?
Who doesn't love a drunk raccoon?
Doc in Platte City, 586-7798. Hello, Doc.
Hey, folks. I'm one of the many proud raccoon feeders with zero attempt to make them pets.
Oh, okay.
I've talked to you guys before about my yard being certified as an official backyard habitat by the National Wildlife Federation because we offer food, water, cover, and place to raise young. And this started a couple years ago when raccoons just showed up, probably because they could hear one of my ponds, one in the front, one in the back, showed up for water, started eating bird seed out of the bird feeders, pulling them up and then dropping them on the ground. That was getting to be kind of expensive.
Oh.
So I researched it, and I put out a mixture of raisins, craisins, mini marshmallows, peanuts. That's the bottom layer, and then I put a gallon pitcher of a mixture of dry dog and cat food.
Mm.
And I have a two-tiered eating station with solar lights.
A two-tiered
eating. They show up a little
eating...
after dark.
Right.
They stay till about 5 or 6 in the morning. Haven't caused any problems. Haven't tried to get anything. I don't have fish in my ponds for them to eat. And they either live, some of them under my storage barn. I think most of them live in the storm drain at the end of the street.
Okay.
All right.
And a lot of times when marshmallows, mini marshmallows are on sale, that's how I've met a couple other people. They said, do you feed raccoons? I go, yeah, I do. Oh, yeah, me too.
Really?
It's like an epidemic right here in our town.
Well, everybody's got to eat a little bit, eat and drink, go home, sleep.
Okay. By the way, you said dog food and cat food, that little trail mix thing that you're putting together actually sounded pretty good. I might even take a bite of that.
Mm-hmm.
I was being serious earlier when we were doing Clicky McClicky. There is going to be a blood moon tonight. It's a lunar eclipse where the moon is on the other side of the Earth from the sun. And between 1:26 and 2:26 our time, the moon will appear red. And, you know, I'm into this astronomy stuff. I'm actually thinking about setting my alarm clock.
A blood
Whoa.
Moon. Red. Like what your face will look like when a raccoon eats it off.
Why do you hate raccoons so much?
It's an unhealthy hatred, actually, Sam. If you were in here, you could feel the heat. You would feel the
hatred.
Heat. It's a bloodlust.
Don't think they should be inside.
Like the moon. It's blood.
Yeah. I mean, it's a bloodlust for these poor...
What time would you have to get up to see the blood moon?
I just told you.
I wasn't listening.
I know.
What time?
Well, she's from Kansas.
Well, yeah. 1:26 a.m.
I'm out.
Until 2:26 a.m.
I'm out. Why can't it be bloody all the time? Why 1 hour?
Dana, I'm not God. I don't know.
This is how eclipses work.
Sam, It is late in the day, and I do not have time to unpack y'all's astronomy.
The sun wasn't blocked astrology by the moon or whatever for 8 hours straight.
And by the way, I need a day off. How many days off do most Americans have per year?
Not as many as you.
I'm being serious. What is the average?
10.
Probably 10 to 15.
Okay.
Well, actually, I think the average would be like 12-something.
When we come back...
You just got him back from a vacation. We haven't even taken days off yet.
The most recognizable people on all of television accidentally let it slip how many days off she has every year. Even I'm impressed.
Is it Robin Roberts?
No.
Because Robin Roberts gets every Friday off.
Nope, this is way north of that.
So, well, but Robin Roberts gets north of 52 days off a year because... she gets every Friday off, so there's 52.
I'm gonna give you a hint.
She and her wife go on like week or 2 week long vacations.
I'm gonna give you a hint. This is someone that comes into your living room every single night.
Vanna?
David Muir.
Just wait.
No, she said a woman. It's
until
a woman.
I tell you what that vacation package looks like.
Okay.
Don't be getting any ideas.
Yeah, don't you even think about it.
Oh. I want everyone listening just to guess, and I guarantee you it's higher than what you think.
Okay. Quick break. Dana Wright, I believe she has an amassed 90 days per year. Sam Stevie III, my name is Scott, here on KMVZ. Ah, the great queen. Yes, please.
All right. How many? I'm serious. I want you to look this up. What is the average American's days off? 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
I believe it's 12.5 days off.
12.5 days.
Days off.
Okay.
We also recently had a story about this, about which states leave the most on the table, which states use all of them and then some. Kansas gets those averages driven up.
America's game show
queen.
Sweetheart. Yeah. Vanna White. I don't want to say let it slip, but I think maybe she let it slip, that she only works 34 days a year.
I believe it.
During a recent conversation, some morning show, she talked about her work schedule on Wheel of Fortune and says it's not as easy as you think. We film...
Honey, quote, you touch little squares.
We film about 34 days a year. That's it. Those present acted with surprise. White was then asked how many shows she films a day.
I think it's like five, isn't it?
It's six.
Okay.
Six shows in a day. She said, come on, feel bad for me, joking. After all, as was pointed out, that six wardrobe changes. When White was told that that means she has 331 days off in a year, the co-host of the popular game show looked slightly surprised. Yes, I guess so. I never thought of it that way.
Hmm.
That sounds like a great job, someone said before praising White. And you know what? No one deserves it more than you. You're the best. Good on her.
I guess she's earned it, right?
They film 34 days a year. And here's the other deal. I bet you Drew Carey on Price is Right isn't that much different. Now, they only film...
Now, keep in mind, that show's an hour. So
every day.
Right, so I bet they do three. A day would be my guess.
When I was there, it was just two.
Okay.
But then if you bank two a day, you're cutting out half your work year, right?
Yeah, but you're also, keep this in mind, if they were to run a rerun on Wheel of Fortune or Price is Right, most Americans aren't going to realize it.
You would.
I would, yeah.
Well, he watches every night, I mean.
I do. I'm sorry that you guys can poke fun at me all you want. I happen to enjoy Wheel of Fortune. It's a guessing game and it takes some strategy. And I think it's fascinating. And if that makes me an old fuddy-duddy.
If it's on, I will watch it. And in the morning when I'm flipping around, I'm going to tell you, if Price is Right's on, I watch it too. Yeah. I still watch it.
I prefer Jeopardy.
By the way,
I can't play that game.
This is a fair point. Vanna White is over the age of retirement. She is 68 years old, by the way.
Why do you think she still does it?
Well, I'm sure the money doesn't hurt, but I think she probably likes the attention, being relevant. She's still gorgeous. I mean, come on.
There are 12 months in a year.
Yeah.
They tape 33 days a year.
Yeah.
That is an average of, she works.
Maybe 2 months.
Maybe, oh, Maybe.
I'm sure they do like 4 days a week, 3 days a week. Maybe they work 3 months out of the year if it's 3 days a week. That's 10 weeks and some change. 11 weeks and change.
I would be very, very good at touching those letters. Don't.
Well, just about anybody would. I mean, but how many times? Here's a question I had the other night. Every time you spin the wheel,
she's clapping.
How many in the 40 years that she's been on that show? How many millions of claps?
She's got some chapped hands. I will tell you that.
I bet you she has clapped millions of times just on TV.
She doesn't even touch the buttons anymore. It's all digital.
Actually, that's not true. That's not true.
She touches.
She does touch them because last week she was going by. She went by too fast and hit the other one, the other square. And the white lit up one did not turn.
Well,
you think it would be infinitely more entertaining now that there's a new host to like actually call out when someone says something stupid?
I guess.
Wouldn't it be funnier if just for once one of the contestants like got the puzzle wrong and you went, really?
Oh, there was a nerd on last night. It was either last night or the night before. This guy redefined nerdom. We got to run. Festivus Friday is tomorrow. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.